Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. It's 8:20. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back tomorrow. Conversation this morning with Kathleen Hunter from Bloomberg, joining us to talk a little bit about where we are, or if we are anywhere, regarding sort of another COVID stimulus package, some sort of relief that might go with that. Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for joining me here on WCCO this morning. I really do appreciate the visit.
Thanks so much for having me.
So yesterday, there was talk from a closed-door luncheon for GOP senators that Senator Mitch McConnell would like just to put any notion of stimulus plan on hold, as we're learning at the same time that Speaker Pelosi and Mnuchin are moving closer and closer together to putting a deal together. What's the status? What do we know?
Well, it sounds like, as you say, there is some progress that's being made. I think people were skeptical in part because the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, is out of the country this week, but it does sound like they are making some headway towards a deal. That being said, it's still a bit of a heavy lift. Even if they are able to get an agreement, it sounds like much may hinge on whether or not that agreement is going to actually have any traction in the Republican-controlled Senate. Mitch McConnell there, the majority leader, is looking at a much smaller package, something more in the range of $500 billion as opposed to a couple trillion dollars, so significantly less. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot of indication that there's going to be support among Senate Republicans for something on the scale of which Pelosi and Mnuchin are discussing. So, you know, there are some positive signs, but it's still, the odds are still very long of getting something done in the next 13 days before the election.
There is some concern, though, that, you know, if there is a deal that comes forward from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Speaker Pelosi, that there might be this might splinter or cause sort of a rift among the GOP senators who need to be focused now on confirming Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a concern. And, you know, certainly I think in terms of, you know, the U.S. Senate can walk, members of the U.S. Senate can walk and chew gum at the same time. They can do one thing and another thing. And there is widespread support for Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. But the reality is that the time is limited. And there is a lot of fragmentation on the Republican side when it comes to supporting some kind of a stimulus measure. There's a lot of Republicans out there, you know, particularly as Republicans are looking at their priority being over the next several days, keeping their Senate majority. There's some vulnerable Republicans out there that don't like the looks of voting for, you know, a Nancy Pelosi, quote unquote, stimulus package that's, you know, quite expensive right before they have to face voters. And so I think that in some ways, the likelihood of getting a deal could potentially increase after the election once, you know, the chips have fallen and people know where they stand. There could be more of an incentive to get a deal after the election, not before. But I think the delicate balance there is that lawmakers don't want to seem before the election like they've abandoned the idea of stimulus, because doing additional stimulus, the polling shows, is very, very popular.
Yeah, I wonder what this would mean for the voters, for the population, not just the voters, but for the citizens in general, if there is no stimulus, because they need the money now in many, many cases, Kathleen.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that's the concern there, is that, you know, there is this sense of urgency that members of the public, you know, a lot of people are without jobs. There's a lot of folks that have gone now for weeks and months without unemployment benefits because there isn't agreement on those. Part of what Democrats are asking for is additional aid to state and local governments. Republicans are pushing for some liability shield that would protect businesses. So there's a lot of sort of pieces in the mix there that various stakeholders and individuals are looking and really urging Congress to act on, but it's finding that balance that, you know, will get them to 218 votes in the Senate and 51 votes in the, 218 votes in the House and 51 votes in the Senate, and allow them to get something to the president's desk that he would sign. You know, threading that needle is proving to be very difficult.
Yes, I would say at the very least. Kathleen Hunter from Bloomberg, thank you for joining me this morning here on WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.